Barry, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. I appreciate your having me here.
Cincinnati's always been a baseball town, but right now we're especially so with the Major League All-Star Game coming up next week. At Cincinnati Art Galleries, you're having your own All-Star Invitational Show opening next Friday evening. So tell us about the theme the gallery proposed to artists and what sort of response you got from your call for entries.
Okay, well, we've had a wonderful response. We were looking for artists to submit baseball-related works of art. They could be two-dimensional, three-dimensional, painting, sculpture, anything the artist was wanting to submit. And we had over 100 entries, and we will be hanging these pieces of art in the first floor gallery. We're on 6th Street. It's really celebrating the theme of baseball, however the artist wanted to interpret that. So we had many different types of entries, from possibly a still life painting including baseball, mitts, players, or something abstract that felt like baseball to the artist. So we're really happy with all the entries and the variety that we did receive, and we're excited to bring this show to Cincinnati and have everyone come visit.
Are the artists all from the Cincinnati area, or do they come from other places as well?
Well, we did ask that the pieces be hand-delivered to the gallery, so we didn't want people shipping them in case there was something that broke or damaged during shipping. So we asked for local entries. However, we got entries as far as California. So the person who's coming from California will hand-deliver his pieces, because he was excited to come to the All-Star Game. So we did have Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and California.
So the California person was coming to the game anyway.
They were, and they were more of a graphic artist. And It was a really neat entry. And so, sure enough, if they're coming anyway, we were happy to have it included in the show.
So this is a juried show, and would you explain to our listeners just what that means?
Sure. We asked artists to submit up to three works. So we asked for photos of the works, and we are having two judges, one related to the baseball theme, one related to the art world, so we could have two different points of view. And the winner will receive $1,000. The second place will be $200, and third place will win $100. All the paintings and or works of art, they're not all paintings, will be up for sale, and it will be displayed in the gallery and also on our website for people all around the country to buy baseball-related works of art.
I'd like to know if any entries particularly surprised you or perhaps came from artists whom you hadn't expected to respond to a baseball
theme. Yes, I think we were definitely surprised. Some people were rather funny and had puns on baseball. We did get a still life painting of sliders, which are hamburgers, sliding into the theme. And we got very interesting pieces. One piece in particular was, the artist described it as typographic illustration, and it's wordplay, and the words all form the stadium. One artist titled hers as drizzling. She drizzles the paint. We have a paper mache entry. We have a sculpture entry out of wood. We have a sculpture entry out of stone. People really thought about this, and it's not your typical portrait of a baseball player. We did get some of those, and some of them are incredible works of art. But other people took the theme and went with it, and we were certainly happy to see all different sorts of entries.
Well, I assume most of the work is two-dimensional,
yes.
But it sounds as though you did get three-dimensional things as well.
We did get a few. That was exciting because I think we got photography, which was also something that, you know, we weren't sure if someone would submit. So we really got, a well-rounded show of different variety of art, watercolors, oil paintings, printmaking, graphic design, the paper mache I talked about. So I think we have a variety for people to enjoy. And it's a variety of price levels. It was started in the low hundreds up to the low thousands. So I think there's something for everybody.
Well, is Cincinnati a good art town, would you say? I'm thinking about both making art and collecting art.
I think definitely. With the history of the Cincinnati School of Painters here, plus the Cincinnati Art Club, Pendleton, Essex, we have so many art venues, the Women's Art Club. I mean, there are so many artists here and so many knowledgeable people in the art world that I think it all forms a great art community here.
Is the collecting base broadening, do you think?
A lot of people now looking towards modern art. You know, Cincinnati is more traditional, so I think Cincinnati does have a lot of great artists that will be emerging in that field as well. So I think, you know, times are changing, and I think we've got collectors of the old and new collectors that are looking towards modern and different subject matters in art.
I have to ask, are you a baseball fan yourself?
Well, I am. I love going to my son's Little League games, and I certainly have attended the Reds since I was, you know, a young girl off and on. So I do like baseball, and I would love to merge the two fields together, art and baseball, because you usually don't hear that.
Well, the All-Star Art Invitational sounds like a show that anyone can enjoy.
That is for sure. I think it's free to the public. We're open 6 days a week, and anyone can stop in during their lunch hour or on Saturday, bring their family down. I think summer brings to mind baseball and happy times and children and laughing and sports and all sorts of good memories that people have. And I think this show would be a wonderful experience for anyone to come see.
Well, thanks so much, Barry, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you for having me, Jane. I appreciate it.
We've been talking with Barry Sandler Landsberg, Gallery Director at Cincinnati Art Galleries, 225 East 6th Street in downtown Cincinnati. The All-Star Invitational Art Show will open next Friday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. and will continue during regular gallery hours through August 21st. For more information, see the link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.
Do you want to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. I root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. It's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.